Up the airy mountain, down the rushing glen, we daren go hunting for fear of little men. We folk, good folk, trooping all together, green jacket, white cap, and white owl feather. It's that time of year again on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is Halloween time, spelled all one word, of course. Halloween time with a little apostrophe in the middle. And I know it's a little early maybe to call it that, but, you know, 6 days out, I think it's, you know, within a week, I think it's reasonable to really get into the spirit of the thing. Personally, most of the Halloween events that I'm going to will be occurring this weekend, so I think it's fair to say that Halloween is happening in more like 2 days. But in preparation for that, I have curated an hour of frights and delights for your listening pleasure. Going back to the beginning of time, by which I mean the mid-20th century, with a lot of these, and some newer favorites included as well. But all Halloween, all scary, all creepy, all the time. I personally, my heart rate is elevated, but I think it's just because I have to attend to some work business while I'm on the air. But this is my real job, I think. DJing is my real job in that I do it once a week and I don't get paid. But I'm paying attention and I'm putting in my best effort 100% of the time to make this team the best that it can be. And I think that's why you should hire me, WMFO. Be the first employee, the first paid employee of WMFO. That's my goal. But yeah, it's Halloween. What do I love about Halloween? Well, I like dressing up. I do like wearing costumes. And I like wearing pretty elaborate costumes, and I like pretty elaborate costumes that I make myself. I think there's a lot of charm and there's a lot of, you know, love and care that goes into making your own costume. I think that costume wearing, I feel like the attitude of some people, you know, of this generation, of the kids these days, they want a cute costume. They want it to be cute. Either cute as in, like, fashionably cute, or cute as in, like, witty cute, which you kind of get into the two worst costume, I would say, vortexes. You kind of get sucked into those different camps where one of them, you know, if you want to look cute, then it's like, well, your costume's kind of, you know, half there, but it is cute, I guess. But then if you want to be cute, you know, be funny with it, then maybe you pick something that's funny to, like, maybe two people. And you need to just ride that line between, like, fashionable and recognizable and, like, crowd-pleasing. A costume should be crowd-pleasing. I was reading a book yesterday at my job. It was a photo book. It was an art book about the Greenwich Village Halloween parade. And I believe these photos were mostly from the late 80s, early 90s, which is kind of a very specific era of time for the gay community, I would say. But it just really made me think, like, I think that there's something very powerful and, you know, I'm gonna intellectualize Halloween costumes, very liberating about Halloween, specifically for the, you know, LGBTQ plus community. And I think that that's being lost. I think that's being lost. I think some people still hold that dear to their heart, but not enough people really embrace and go all out for Halloween anymore. What are you doing? This could be the next big push that the movement needs. Anyway, that's why everyone should dress up for Halloween. All right, it's important. It's politically important to dress up and be crazy and make huge costumes and look like you're an idiot at work and go to your work party where you're not even sure if anyone else is going to dress up, even if they say they're going to have a costume contest, because you know these people are too mild-mannered to really, really turn it out. That's just my take on it. I'm going to start off the top of the hour now with music, because no one wants to listen to me talk about the politicization of Halloween costumes. But yeah, so as I was talking about family values, you know, this is a song celebrating America's greatest family. No, it was not the Addams Family. It's the Munsters.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? a spell on you. Because you're mad, 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 help, help, oh, you're mad.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
We'll be right back.
Oh,
You're listening to now is Coffin Nails by the King of Halloween, the monster behind the mask, the monster that is the mask, MF Doom. Another Halloween without MF Doom. So we're listening to Coffin Nails as our bed music for this PSA break. It's about autumn weather. very timely. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. Public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I heartily agree. I'm extremely pro walking places. I do not walk to work, but I walk a good amount of my commute that I don't necessarily have to, but I choose to walk it because it's really beautiful. And there's this really expansive cemetery really close to my place of employ. And I love looking at it. I love cemeteries. To the Mount Auburn Cemetery recently. Almost got locked at the top of the tower in the Mount Auburn Cemetery. You know what I'm talking about. They have a tower there, and there's apparently a huge solid metal door. It's not even a grate. It's a solid sheet of metal that they used to lock the tower, which almost locked me and a group of my companions at the top of the tower. With a comically large padlock. That's how they lock it. So just for any of you ghouls and gals who want to go out there, they will lock you in there. So that's, you should be scared of that. First half of the hour, pretty standard stuff, pretty standard fare for myself around Halloween time. Screaming Jay Hawkins and Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Some specials, got some specials in there. Just really wanted to shake it up, just really kind of pulling all the threads that make Halloween beautiful. This rich tapestry, all these textures. I had a great time during the first half. Closing off, of course, with Talking Head Psycho Killer. It's just one of those songs, you know, just great. It makes you feel good. I feel amazing right now. I feel super good, super great. And I just kind of want to get into the second half of the hour because it's also going to be really fun and has some more of my favorite Halloween-esque songs, including this next song, which is so good. It's just a really good song. It's a really great album. She's an amazing artist. Fans of FX's What We Do in the Shadows will be very familiar with this song. I was familiar with it before I saw the show, so that's just me. But I love it. I love Norma Tanega. And this song is You're Dead.
Don't sing if you want to live long. They have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. Stay dead and out of this world. Run fast, don't stand in the sun. There's too much work to be done. You're down, you're down, you're down. You're down and out of this world. Never talk with your eyes. Be sure that you compromise. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. Hear the unloved weeping like rain. Guard your sleep from the sound of their pain. Long gone, long gone, long gone. Long gone and out of this world. When you smile and it tears your face, it's time for the inhuman race. You're down.
down and out of this world. Now your hope and compassion is gone. You've sold out your dream to the world. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. You're dead and out of this world.
Cause I'm a teenage tiger and a cougar mug. gather around for a minute or two, and I'll admit something to you. I get intrigued when women look sinister. Call me superficial, but I stare at them vampire girls. It's not the mascara, it's not the tight dress, it's a look in the eyes gonna scare you to death. Vampire girl, vampire girl, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. Vampire girl, vampire girl. Whoa, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. Go little vampire girl, go little vampire girl. Go little vampire girl, go
someone told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Potion number 9 by The Searchers. I love that song. Back when every song was the length of a song was directly defined by the material product through which you would listen to the song and share the song. 7-inch LP. Well, 7-inch single and the LP record. Anyway. I played some more songs in the past half hour. Some highlights, all of them, obviously. What a Way to Die by the Pleasure Seekers is a hidden gem, also compared and contrasted with the cover. I think this the other version that I'm thinking of is the cover of this version. Shopkeepers, What a Way to Die is also excellent. Broadcast, just a little flavor for your morning. Jonathan Richman, who I saw this weekend, is fantastic. Fantastic show. Fantastic performance. Dancing like nobody's watching. Out of Care in the World. 75 years old. Just going down, just basically doing the splits. It was impeccable. Yeah, I don't want to jabber on too much. This has been Yip Jump Music, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I said my piece about Halloween. I love it very much. One of my favorite holidays. All the autumnal and winter holidays are superior. There's not a single good holiday in the spring or summer. I'm also biased because it's my birthday in the winter. I had a dream that my birthday was October 24th. Which was very unsettling to me. It was very vivid. And, so yeah, that was pretty scary. I was pretty shook up about that. So that's the note that we're going to go out on. And I am going to play, so twist, I'm going to play a Harry Nilsson song. I'm going to play a Harry Nilsson song from the album Son of Schmilsson. I'm going to play a Harry Nilsson song from the same album that I always play my closing song from. But it's not that song. It's a different song. Because this one's a little bit more Halloween-y. The album itself is very Halloween-y. It has a big Harry Nilsson Dracula on it. But I'm going to play this song. It's real fun. And it has a great spin on it. I think it's fun. And I hope it sends you off into the beautiful, blissful Wednesday midday that you're about to have. See you next week. Post-Halloween, November 1st. Big day, and that's when your next Yip and Jump will be. In the meantime, this is Take 54 by Harry Nilsson. Sweet dreams.
It was Take 54 when she walked.